And this would be the Drysdale and vignette entitled Walk Through the Woods. 3, 2, 1. Have you been on a walk through a local woods yet this year? Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Observations on wildflowers and weeds after this. 3, 2, 1. Until 2 years ago, almost every day, I took my miniature pincher for a walk in a wild, semi-natural area near Lake Ontario and occasionally in parts of Toronto's Don Valley. This year, I'm told growth of the wildflowers is once again dramatic. The tall-growing teasel, lovely blue vipers bugloss, wild carrot, the yellow button-like tansy, blue daisies of chicory, and the yellow common yarrow are all in full beautiful bloom. They may be just plain weeds to you, but if we stick to the usual definition of a weed being a plant growing out of place, these plants are not weeds, but rather wildflowers. They are, after all, not really growing out of place. One other plant that is in full bloom in many so-called natural areas right now and which continues to receive considerable bad publicity is purple loosestrife. If you haven't had a chance this year to enjoy a natural area, why not plan a lengthy walk through a valley or other area and enjoy the flora and fauna that Mother Nature has provided. Once, many years ago, I took Tigger and Winston, my two minpins then, for a 1K walk up a portion of the main branch of the Don River. I waded up to my knees in virtually perfectly clear water, and the dogs swam or ran alongside. I was amazed to spot 3 large goldfish, 1 a foot long, as well as 1 similarly sized freshwater fish, and literally thousands of tiny fingerlings. And oh yes, besides the golf balls and tires, I even spotted a 3-inch long crab right on the bottom. I'm Art Drysdale.